Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the 27th. We're getting towards the close, the last four installments. On page 187, and this part of the book is starting to get back into shorter chapters. Today, chapters are regular recitation of holy quotations. Drive the soul with the rain of hope. The beginning of the path is patience, and its end is gratitude. Beware of abandoning Friday prayer and congregations, and the goal of caring for prayers. So five chapters. I will start with the invocation, and then we'll move into the reading itself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله Wisdom for the Devoted, page 187. Regular recitation of holy quotations. The follower must keep himself far away from sin and from that which is prohibited. He must regularly perform the obligatory rites and obey the commands. And he must be keen to follow anything that can draw him closer to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must hasten to do good before others. The follower must distinguish himself from others by his devotion and obedience to Allah. He must abandon anything that may busy him from his worship. Let him be a miser of his time so that he does not spend time with that which will not bring him proximity to his Lord and that which will not benefit him at his appointed time. He should have a practice of reading the invocations, the awirds, given to us by the prophets, which he should do regularly and should not abandon its performance during difficulty or ease. Let him recite the Quran and understand its meanings, reciting it rhythmically and filling himself with the glory of the one who spoke it. He should not recite as the heedless one does with an eloquent tongue and loud voice, whose heart is empty of glorification and awe and humility. There are those who recite the Quran from the opening to the end without understanding its meaning and without knowing anything of the value of what has been sent down. If they understood, they will act accordingly because knowledge benefits its possessor. There's no difference between the one who knows but does not act accordingly and the ignorant one, except that Allah's evidence against him will be stronger. An ignorant person, then, is better. And this is why it is said, ignorance is better than knowledge that does not benefit you. O follower, may you have the favor of the late night prayer, tahajjud. It's a time when the slave is in retreat with his guardian protector. Then humble yourself to Allah at that time, invoke him and seek his forgiveness. Talk to your Lord intimately with the tongue of humility and need. With a heart that realizes its ultimate helplessness and poverty. Beware not to abandon late night remembrance of Allah so that the dawn does not find you unconscious of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next chapter is called Drive the Soul with the Rain of Hope. O follower, if you find yourself to be lazy and the rites of worship have become heavy upon you and you become lazy in hastening to do good, then let yourself be motivated by hope. Remind yourself of what Allah has promised to those who obey him. His obedient slaves arrive at the highest goal and at eternal bliss. They rejoice forever in mercy and contentment in vast gardens. They are honored and enjoy loftiness, might, and a high rank with Allah among his worshipers. If you feel yourself inclined toward disobedience and transgression of the law, then turn yourself away with the whip of fear by reminding yourself of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned. Remind yourself of the humiliating and difficult consequence of disobedience, as well as the shame and the punishment that you will experience. The rejection, the deprivation, humiliation, and loss. Beware of falling into what some of the righteous have fallen into. Some belittle the reality of the fire in the garden rather than exalting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers have exalted. Work for Allah because he is your Lord, you are his slave. Ask him to allow you to live in his garden and to keep you far from his fire by his favor and his mercy. If the accursed shaitan says to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need your actions and that your obedience does not benefit him nor your disobedience harm him, say, yes, you're right, but I am poor and in need of virtuous deeds and of the favor of Allah because obedience does benefit me and disobedience does harm me. And my Lord has informed me with this reality in his glorious book and on the tongue of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the accursed shaitan says to you that if you are predestined to be happy with Allah, then without doubt, your final world is the garden, whether you're obedient or disobedient. And if you are predestined to be miserable, then your final world will be the fire, regardless of your obedience. Do not pay attention to what he says. This is because the decree of Allah is unseen, and no one but Allah looks at it, and no creature has knowledge of it. Obedience is evidence of the predestined happiness, because between the obedient one and the garden is death and obedience. Similarly, disobedience is evidence of the predestined fire, and between the disobedient one and the fire is death in disobedience. The beginning of the path is patience, and its end is gratitude. O follower, know that the beginning of the way is patience, and its end is gratitude. The beginning of the road is suffering, and its end is joy. The beginning is striving and struggle, and its end is opening, unveiling, and arrival at the goal, which is gnosis, conscious perception of Allah, intimacy with Him, and standing with His angels between His hands and His generous presence. Whoever builds the foundation of his affairs on patience will gain every good, reach every goal, and attain everything he searches for. Know that in the beginning of the way, the self is called the self that commands to evil and prohibits what is good, but striving against it and persevering in resistance to its whims and lower desires changes the self into the reproachful self. This self is more colorful, with an element of contentment and an element of the commanding self, and alternates between these two faces. If the follower leads the self gently, desiring what Allah wants, then the self becomes content and secure, commanding what is good, rejoicing in acting good, and experiencing ecstasy. The self then begins to prohibit evil, to become displeased by it, and to discharge it. The possessor of the contented self, an-nafs al-mutma'inna, is surprised by people who indulge in disobedience, because the self has experienced ecstasy, divine intimacy, and its spirit, which exists in obedience. So the self wonders about people who are disobedient in spite of the sadness, loneliness, and bitterness that is associated with that indulgence. At this time, the follower may think that these people could experience the joy he experiences, but as he reminds himself of the bitterness he tasted when he indulged in the pleasures of the lower desires, he realizes that he did not arrive at a state of contentment except through long striving. After he had struggled against his self and against lower desires, Allah bestowed upon him his special care. You now know that striving against disobedience and lower desire, and patience with obedience, is the way for the seeker to arrive at every good, and it's the way of arrival to an honored station and a lofty, noble state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have attained to secure belief, endure and be steadfast and strengthen each other. Guard yourselves for Allah in order that you may be successful. 3200. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, And the good word of the Lord to the children of Israel was fulfilled because of their patience. 7137. Beware of abandoning Friday prayer and congregations. O seeker, be aware, be very careful about not abandoning Friday prayer and congregation, because that is a quality of the people of falsehood and ignorance. And perform all regular acts of worship before and after prayers. And also pray the witr prayer, Salat al-Witr, and the forenoon prayer, Salat al-Duha, and be eager to spend time in worship between the dawn prayer and the sunrise, as well as after the afternoon prayer, Salat al-Asr, until sunset. These are two noble times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours forth His provision upon those who are ready to receive it. Spending productive time in worship after Fajr prayer brings physical provision. Spending productive time in worship after Asr prayer brings spiritual provision for the heart. This has been experienced by those who have insight among well-known Gnostics. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Whoever remains in prayer, remembering Allah after Al-Fajr, will earn his provision faster than the one who immediately leaves to search for it on other horizons. The goal of caring for prayers. The seeker, take good care to establish the five prayers and perfect your performance in the steps of bowing and bending and standing and sitting, your recitation in the quietening and humbling of your mind. Before you pray, let your heart feel the glory of the one you stand facing and whose hands you are between. Beware of speaking with the King of Kings and the subduer of all the mighty, with a heedless heart, wandering in the valleys of whispers, in the fields of worldly thoughts. Allah dislikes this attitude, and it will cause you to travel from His door. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, When the worshipper stands to pray, Allah turns his face towards him, and if he looks behind his back, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, O child of Adam, you have turned to who you think is more kind than me. If he turns one more time, Allah says again, O child of Adam, you have turned to who you think is more kind than me. And if he turns a third time, Allah turns away from him. If this is the case of the person who turns his face physically away, then what is the case of the person who turns his heart and attention away from him? And toward the lower world and its ornaments. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at bodies and outer appearances, but He looks at the hearts and their secrets. Know that the spirit of all acts of worship and their meanings is to be present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if you are not present in your worship, then it's like scattered dust. The example of one who is not present with Allah during his worship is like one who gives a glorious gift, a glorious king, the gift of a dead servant or an empty box. This worshiper deserves to be deprived of the reward, and he deserves the consequence of his heedlessness. It brings us to page 193, where the next installment will be number 28. We'll begin. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.